Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Thank y'all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry podcast brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. Big shout out to all of our local sponsors and our corporate sponsors. And Red Circle putting a little change in my pocket. As all of y'all know, I like finding the funniest motherfuckers I can find on social media, get them on here so I can talk shit with them. And this dude right here is the most disrespectful motherfucker I have seen on social media in a hot ass minute. He like a girl with a big old fat ass. He like having a good time. So he was right up Josh Terry's line. So I want to introduce y'all to Mr. Blitzkrieg himself, Mr. Craig. This dude right here, y'all finna love this disrespectful motherfucker. And I can say that because literally the man right now has a shirt on that says, "That's so disrespectful." This dude is fire. Yeah. I cannot wait for y'all to listen to him. Sir, I want you to introduce yourself and drop your social media links.
All right, man. It's your boy, Just Make It Make Sense. Like you said, Craig. My name is spelled like Blitzkrieg. Just a little backstory on that little bit. But no, it's Craig Like Friday. You can go ahead and make all the jokes you want to make. My social media is Just Make It Make Sense. TikTok on that bullshit right now. So if you don't find me right there, you can find me at CEO of Disrespect, backup. This not disrespect, disrespect, put the ek in the spec, amen. D-I-S-R-E-S-P-E-C, put two K's, not for the crypts, amen. Do it to them. All right, then that's CEO Disrespect, and you can find me on Instagram at Baba Yaga, yes, like John Wick, yes, just like John Wick, the whole wrestling thing, Baba Yaga 5. You can find me on Instagram. And if you really just get on Google and type in anything like K-R-E-I-G, bro, you're going to find me because it's only two people in the whole entire world, like 7 billion people with the name that I have, bro. So, yeah, that's me. I'm excited to be on the show, ready to get this thing going, big dog.
Well, dude, I'm telling you, I have such a fucked up sense of humor that, like, there's only a couple people on TikTok that really appeal to me or on Instagram and shit. The first couple times I saw some of your videos, man, I was like, this is a good old boy. He's from Alabama, and I could fucking go to the barbecue. I could hang out with this dude. We could have a fucking blast. And just a little bit, we got to talk. This is like the second time we've tried to do this. This is the connection. Don't always work real well, and if this don't run real good, we'll figure it out for the next time. But, man, you're different. You're different. You don't try to fit into no box. You don't try to do whatever. And, man, I appreciate it. You remind me a lot of myself. And the fact that you just do what you want, you say what you want, sure. And if people like it, they like it. And if they don't, well, fuck them.
Yep. And to be honest with you, big dog, man, that's the only reason I've had any type of success on TikTok whatsoever. I started TikTok just to watch TikTok. That was just literally it. And then one night, man, I'm not going to lie to you, man, I had shit, man. This fucking demonastic ass lady came over here and goddamn drained me out. And then I got high. And you know how you have like high thoughts and shit, high questions and shit or whatever. So I'm like, I'm sitting there, I'm having a high thought, and I'm asking myself, you know, different questions, having a conversation. I mean, people talk to themselves, but they say they don't, they fucking lying. I mean, that's just bullshit. But anyway, I'm talking to myself, but I'm thinking in my mind it's proper. But as I'm saying out loud, it sounds country. So I say to myself, I'm like, well, how the fuck do we talk like this in the South? And then I explain to the people what I mean. Man, bro, I wake up next morning, the fucking video done hit 200K. I went from 16,000 followers to like almost 80K, like overnight. It's fucking insane. And then after that, I just realized, like, I just do what the fuck I wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? And to anybody who's listening, bro, I'm like this. Like, people be like, what they say, they always criticize the motherfuckers for doing other shit. But this generation is so fucking sensitive that I'm like, no matter what you do, you're going to fuck up. Anyway, so you might as well fucking do yourself, be your thing, be you. You feel me? Like, that's the way I see it.
Well, dude, everybody now is so fucking soft that when they hear somebody like you, man, I'll be real with you. You're a black man in Alabama. You're probably scared the fuck out of a lot of people. But But dude, you be speaking the truth and you be having fun.
Oh, go ahead, my bad.
No, you good, dude. You just be having fun. I don't see a problem with anything you do.
Yeah. And see, that's crazy that you say that, because Alabama is not what people think it is. It's not this whole racist hit town type of shit, bro. It's not that. Like us with white people, bro, we probably as close here in Alabama as anywhere else. Like straight up. So I don't have to deal with that. It's just the fucking timing, man. The timing of the generation and et cetera, everybody's so fucking sensitive and weak, et cetera. Just like, I'm not against this whole identifying thing. I'm not against it. But this girl was like, you know, she identifies King fucking Arthur. You know what I'm saying? And she just like, no, that's not the same thing. I said, well, explain to me. She explained to me. I said, well, your own logic don't even work for you. That's fucking stupid. Like, I don't understand that shit, but whatever. So.
Well, that's actually what I meant. I honestly didn't mean like black versus white or like, you know what I'm saying? It's soft versus fucking hard, like at this point in time. Like, you got people that grew up like us. I'm an 87, baby. I don't know how old you are.
Yeah.
But like,
go ahead, my bad.
We're just not soft as this new generation.
Yeah. Not, bro, like, not at all. It's not even fucking close. Like, it is. I can see it with my son coming up now at 7 years old. I can already tell. I got to be hard as fuck with him because his mama soft as fuck with him. They soft. Everybody's soft.
Like, you don't have a choice, dude. Like, it doesn't matter. And that's like one thing. I love that you just said that, because people don't understand. It ain't about race or none of that shit. It's really about the haves and the have-nots. And it's about the overeducated versus the working class, in my mind. And like with me and you, I mean, we probably couldn't be more polar opposite, but we both understand that this next generation, man, they gonna get ran the fuck over to where 20 years ago, if they tried to fuck with me and you when we're 18 years old, man, fuck that shit. We busting ass.
Shit. Man, I told somebody the other day, I said this. I said, you can take a gay man from our generation, like a gay dude, like I'm talking about one of the, like, you know, flamboyant, you know what I mean? And compare it to the straightest of straightest in this generation today. And you might think that guy is the one with the straight energy. Amen. You feel me? Like, them the ones, bro. Like, it's insane.
It's fucking insane that you just said that. There was a man that just passed away in my area. He was a gay man. He's an older black fella, but he always used to play softball and everything with us. This dude was one of the toughest fucking guys I had ever seen in my life. His old black dude. His name was Mr. Tony. And there was people that used to talk shit about him because he was open. He was open about his sexuality. But there are stories about this man to when he used to play softball, to where if you sat there and called him gay or you said some bullshit towards him, he would go in your dugout and he would beat the shit out of y'all to where, you know, and now, like, if somebody says, oh, that's gay, now you got fucking crybabies.
Yeah.
Like, it's just difference, man. It's just a whole different generation, and they ain't nothing but soft as wet fucking cupcakes now.
Yeah, dude. It's so funny that you say that, because about, like, them being... They so quick to jump on that whole, you know, the gay shit, et cetera, or gay things, whatever you want to call it. And it's like, you could say a nice thing to a woman, to this new generation, they are called that sus, but at the same time, Western bridges that they can't even fucking take a shit in. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to struggle to take a shit in it. Like, to put the pants down. Like, you got on the same, your jeans just as tight as the leggings that your girlfriend has on, bro. Like, what the fuck, you know?
Dude, I'm around musicians all the time from Nashville, and I would tell you a fucking crazy thing. Their skinny jeans, like you just said, their skinny jeans run into their Jordans. Well, they probably don't have Jordans on. If it was me and I was wearing skinny jeans, which my nuts don't fit, so I can't wear them, but I'd have on some J's. Yeah. These guys now, these guys now have on tighter jeans than their old ladies do. Like, and it's just, but we're not supposed to talk about that. We're not supposed to talk about
that. Yeah, we're not supposed to talk about the fact that it's sus for me to tell a woman that she's beautiful, but You can come over here and wear a fucking pair of jeans that's tight enough to goddamn squeeze your nuts tighter than a squirrel with nuts in his mouth? No, brother, we got to talk about this shit. That'd be respectful. I'm just saying.
I just don't care at this point in time. I know where my heart is with shit. Like, I am friends with gay men. I am friends with lesbians. Yeah. I am friends with all these people. Like, if you're different than me, I'm cool with you. I don't give a fuck if you're different than me. But it's the fact that if you think that you being different makes you better than me, and I can't talk about your shit, but then you can talk about mine, oh, that's when we got a problem, bro.
And that's what the major problem is, though. You got the people that want to talk about, like, you know what I'm saying, what you doing wrong, nitpick, or, you know, like, I'll go back, like, a white guy, a buddy of mine, he was talking about equality the other day. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, the equality could never, you know what I'm saying, happen. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool. But the point is, you have too many people that want to push their own point and not care for the point of somebody else. You see what I'm saying? Like freedom of speech, for example. Speak as much as you want to, just don't say no shit I don't like. You know what I'm saying?
That's what the bullshit is.
Just don't
is.
Say some shit I don't like.
Basically. Like, I am all about for everybody being treated equal. But, like, now you got groups that, and I'm just going to throw this out there. Like, I believe in Black Lives Matter, but I don't believe in the Black Lives Matter organization because they're full of shit.
For sure.
Okay. For sure. So, like, I love to read the stuff about MLK and Malcolm X and everything. Like, I believe that back then shit was different. I mean, it's still not where you want it to be. Well, it ain't for nobody, right? But Martin Luther King Jr. would be fucking pissed now in my mind the way you got some people acting superior.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the way it's supposed to be. I think, like, the dream back then was for all of us to act accordingly and treat each other like brothers and sisters, not for people to be like, okay, now we got to one-up you. And that's what I feel like happens now.
Yeah, for sure. You hit the nail right on the fucking head. That's right on the fucking head. Like, even with whether you're doing comedy, twerking, whether you're doing politics, whether you goddamn sitting in your fucking backyard watching bird watching or some shit. You got fucking Fred over here like, oh, he bird watching for 6 hours. Let me bird watch for 8 hours. Instead of looking at him like, damn, what he doing actually might be peaceful. Let me just do this and have my own fucking peace with it. You know what I'm saying? No, everybody got to one up somebody. It's fucking crazy, to be honest with you. That's why I said I want to do comedy. Because comedy, I was like, that shit is innocent. It's something that I can talk about whatever I want to talk about with. It don't matter the topic. I can fuck up as much as I want to because everybody looking to laugh regardless. So if I fuck up, I fuck up. So yeah, man, I mean, man, everybody want to one up everybody, man. I'm just like trying to eat and put in as many people on as I can. I want my whole fucking community to eat, bro. Like, that's what I'm on.
That's the same way I am, dude. I've got a platform with this show being ranked so high and everything. Mm-hmm. But I want to find people that see the world the way that I do. Because, like, how you just said, like, comedy used to be that one place to where whether you was a white man, a white woman, a black man, or a black woman, you could get up there and talk shit and have a good time and play about stereotypes and other things. And it was innocent because you were going to a comedy show. Now you got people like fucking Chappelle, who I idolize. And, like, people's taking cracks at Chappelle for making fucking jokes. And it's like, are you fucking kidding me? You're paying this man to be the fucking voice of the comedy generation, and you're going to get mad at him for saying some shit that everybody wants to hear? Yeah. Like, fuck you.
That's that type of shit. See, you know Chappelle, he left for a while because they asked him to wear a fucking dress. You know what I'm saying? He said he wasn't with that shit. And then he came back. But Dave Chappelle is most definitely one of my idols. David Chappelle, Kevin Hart, Richard Pryor, Paul Mooney, you know, those comedians, you know what I mean? People like that. But speaking on stereotypes, you know what I'm saying? You might want to sit back a little bit. But speaking on stereotypes, you said Jay's for a reason. So I know for a fact, amen, you dipping in the darker Garden of Eden. Tell me I'm lying. You know what I'm saying? I think you might have mentioned it a little bit.
First off, I love the darker Eden.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you, this is my thing. This is my thing, dude. I grew up and I was raised in a house to where you respect people and the way they treat you. Now, did I have any J's growing up? No, I didn't, because I didn't fucking know what they meant. Now I've got a couple different pairs. I wear them, whatever. I like the Bel Airs. My Bel Air 5s, I fucking love
them. So you got like 10 pair?
Yeah, I got them.
I knew that when you said a couple. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got my Bel Air 5s, and I got my USA 8s or my 9s. I can't fucking remember. I'm a little drunk right now. But, like, I don't like – My thing is, I hate that at some point in time, like how you think when I said J's that I'm like was like diving into something there, is literally where I respect everybody for having style. If you don't think J's are style, then that's on you. Yeah. That ain't on me.
I got to touch on that. I got
that's
to
fine. Touch Go on ahead, that. Touch, brother.
Man, J's, I've never been a big fan of J's. Never. But two pair that I just fucking love, and those are the ones and the twins. I fucking love them. But, what, matter of fact, I won't even say that I don't like what I'm saying. I'll tell you what, I like all the shoes, but I just don't like how they made. I ain't gonna bullshit you. And I don't
they fat at the top.
Like they keep coming out with the same fucking shoe. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They coming out with the same fucking shoe. Like 2 and 3 years apart, they just put a fucking different name on it. And people are like, oh my God, hey! You know what I'm saying? Screaming and fighting. You got Karens over here trying to get them for their little, you know, a Connor. I don't know, whatever. Not to be racist, you know, you feel me? Like, I know a black homeboy named Connor. Just gonna put that out there.
No, it's but, cool. It's fine, bro. We knew what you meant.
Yeah. But everybody, like I said, the Karens, et cetera, everybody started breaking their fucking neck trying to get the same shoe that came out two years ago. All they did was throw a different name on it, like Black Panther coming out. Next year, y'all gonna call him Black Jaguar or some shit. I don't know.
No, I get what you're saying. Like, I'll be real with you. I did not buy a pair. I never, ever bought a pair because I was born in 87. So, like, in Jordan's heyday, I didn't even understand what Jordan was. But when that documentary came out like 2 years ago, The Last Dance, and I realized what a killer Jordan was, that's when I became a fan of buying Jordan stuff. Like even my nine-year-old daughter, I bought her a pair of Jordans, not for any other reason besides for the fact that I wanted her to realize who Michael Jordan was and like his fucking killer mentality. When I buy J's or I buy anything that's got Jordan on it, I'm not buying it for fashion purposes, really. I'm buying it because I found out what a killer he is, and that's the kind of mentality I want to have about shit.
Oh, for sure. For fucking sure. Like when you listen to him, like, fucking having a flu, like, you remember having the flu? Like, bro, I'm aching head to toe. Like, straight up. But you just going to be out here and just come disrespectful with it. Not only is you going to play, but you going to fucking dominate and then make the game-winning shot. That shit disrespectful. I ain't going to bullshit. That shit heavily disrespectful. You know? That's just that. But Jordan, like that, if you imagine, like, the only person that had a mentality even close to his is Kobe. People try to say LeBron. Fuck that bullshit. LeBron is a fucking crybaby. I like his talent, but he's a fucking crybaby, bro. You feel me? But Jordan and Kobe, like, imagine if you had their mentality. You gonna be fucking rich.
If Bron, and I like Bron, don't get me wrong, but if LeBron had Jordan or that Kobe's mentality, it's over with. There's nobody else that wins a championship in the past fucking 15 years besides LeBron if he thought like Kobe or if he thought like Jordan.
See, LeBron is emotional. You got to piss him off. You got to – when you piss him off, he do shit like when he dunked on KG. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But straight up facts, I would say it just like this. If LeBron had Kobe's or MJ's mentality – no matter what generation he playing in, he's a fucking dominant. Like, he's fucking Javon Curse on a basketball court. My bad, I've been drinking a little bit.
I'm about hammered myself, bro.
Straight up, yeah.
No, you're right, dude. And like, that's my thing is I am such a historian when it comes to sports because you find the best shit out when it comes to sports. Like, you get to see people's hearts. Oh, yeah. You get to find out just who was there and who's not. I didn't even realize until the Last Dance documentary came out what Jordan was. But then I started diving into Kobe because, like, I was always a Shaq guy because I just fucking love everything about Shaq. And when they kind of split, it was like, all right, if he's not there with Shaq, then I got to ride somewhere else. And I just didn't realize what Kobe was. I hate he passed and everything, but Kobe was just as much as a killer. There's only been two. Jordan and Kobe are the only killers ever.
I got to agree with you 100%. But I mean, I gotta say also, it's wild because I only know two people that say they just Shaq fans. My a little cousin of mine and you. Like, that's wild. Like,
dude, I'm not gonna say I'm the only Caucasian that you're gonna meet that collects throwback jerseys. I collect throwback jerseys. One of my favorite throwback jerseys that I got is an LSU number 33 Shaquille O'Neal jersey.
I ain't going to bullshit you. Even I want that jersey. But look, in the Hibbets here, they got James Harden, the throwback James Harden, and they got the throwback Orlando Magic Shaq. They got them both. But see, I go ahead, my bad.
I'm going to plug you right now. There is a website. It is called DHGate, DHGATE.com.
Yeah.
Order your fucking jerseys from there. They make them in China. They make them in China, but they are authentic as hell. I paid $15 for my fucking Shaq college jersey shipped and everything.
You fucking lying. Ain't no fucking way.
That's where COVID came from, because I was ordering jerseys from over there.
Man, if you got that for $15, COVID damn sure came with that motherfucker.
It did. Bat flu and everything, bro. I got a whole ass Shaq jersey, college, Nike, everything, $15.
You wouldn't happen to have it like nearby you or by any chance, would you?
I got something for you though. Hold on 2 seconds. Yeah. I got one right here in the studio. Hold on.
I'm with you. I'm gonna just wait on this little t-shirt energy.
I got some in the studio because like when I be trying to make videos and shit sometimes, I like to show off my throwbacks, right? Yeah. This one right here is literally from the same website I just told you about. It's a hardwood classic. Yeah. Hardwood classic.
I can tell it's going to be
$20. $20. Larry Bird. Fucking hardwood classic.
Larry Bird. Ain't no fucking way. Listen, I believe that jersey is authentic. 100%. I'm not going against that whatsoever. But what I do not believe is that you pay $20, amen? $20, bro? Is that what you said?
I am the cheapest son of a bitch you ever going to see. If it costs more than $20, I got to rethink it. You download the app when we get off this phone. It is DHGate. And you can order any jersey. Now, it's going to take a month and a half to get to you. But that jersey right there. I'll even show you. It's at the bottom. Yep. Hardwood classic.
Holy shit.
And it's got the Adidas and the NBA logo. Fuck? $20.
Bro, that's some shit Larry Bird would legit have played in today.
My thing is like, of course, I have to be the white guy that's got a Larry Bird jersey, right? Like, I got a fucking beard. I look like a goddamn leprechaun already. You got to have a Larry Bird jersey, right? I've got, but my all-time favorite jersey that I got is a Dennis Rodman 91. Dennis Rodman is on my wall in my studio because he is one of my favorite people of all time.
Man, if I take a look at it, you know.
Fuck it. Hold on a second. Let me show you. No, fuck it. What screen? Can I see it from here? Hold on. Yeah, fuck this. I don't think.
Just a quick look at it.
Yeah, I got you. No, fuck it. I'll take you to it. Fuck it. Wait, I don't know how to do this. Hold on. I'm just going to show you, and then I'm going to come back to the microphone.
Yes, sir. First of all, dope-ass studio setup you got there. Yes! Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God. Bro, that shit so hard. That shit is hard as fuck. I'm not even going to deny it. Like, yes, sir. Like, I got the Dennis Rodman jersey and all that. It's still in storage because, you know, from the military and shit. But, bro, that shit, that shit hard as fuck. Yeah, that's it. Oh, fuck. What the fuck? Like, who even gets that? That shit was dope. Not gonna lie.
Hold on a second. Let me redo this because can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right, cool. No, I've got Tyson. That's the one you just saw was Tyson.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna go back. I'll edit that out so it don't matter. But that was Tyson, yeah. And I have Robin over there that you saw. But yeah. Dude, that's my shit there, dude. Like I took.
If you don't mind.
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna ask if you don't mind me asking, like, where did you get that paint from? Because it's like it's hella unique, bro.
Amazon.
Yeah.
Straight ass Amazon, dude.
Never seen that shit no more, like ever in my life. But yeah, go ahead, bro.
No, it's just when I was designing my studio, and all this shit and everything, like where me and you's like doing this at right now. This isn't where I do like the live podcast. This is like my little station where I sit over here. I get fucked up and just have a good time and everything. But everything else out there was the design. And I wanted four individuals looking at me every time that I did a show. I wanted Joe Rogan. I wanted Dennis Rodman. I wanted Mike Tyson.
Yes.
And I wanted Howard Stern.
Yes.
Because I wanted four individuals that every time I thought about not saying something that because I thought it wouldn't be good for me, I wanted four grown-ass men looking back at me and saying, no, you fucking say it because you need to say it. You have to be an individual. Don't fucking fall in line.
That's fucking gold. That's fucking gold, bro. Like, straight up, that idea that you just had right in and out, like, from the beginning, that's fucking gold, bro.
Well, I had to have an understanding of, let me say this. I obviously, man, I don't know how the hell you grew up. I don't know whatsoever. But one thing is I try to be a historian, right? I try to.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I try to learn from shit. I want my daughter, like, this is going to sound like the most cliche thing you ever heard a white person say, but I am so happy that my little girl, my 9-year-old daughter, her best friend is a little girl named Jariah, and how close we are with her family, that they are our fucking family. Because I believe how you kill racism and shit is you don't talk about it. You fucking move on from it. Like you teach your child, you teach your child to love and respect people, regardless if they look different, fucking sound different, whatever. Right. And it makes me happy every fucking day. You good? It like you was looking for something. You good?
Yeah. No, I was just, the Wi-Fi was saying I had two, devices connected to it, and I was just making sure that's not what was slowing my shit down. So I was trying to make sure my Apple Watch wasn't connected to it, because my TV, I legit unplugged it because it has a fucking mount of its own. So
you're good, dude.
I was just trying to see.
But no, what I was just getting to is, like, I want to move on from that shit. Like, I want like the next generation of kids to not even ever think about some of the shit that we had to deal with growing up. And I won't ever put my feet in your shoes. Because I don't know. I don't know what some folks have been through. But you're supposed to be there by your boys and by the women that you're friends with. And you're supposed to support them and be like, you know what? Fuck it. We'll move on together. Let's just not hold shit against each other. Let's not hold the sins of the past against each other.
Yeah. I 100% agree with you, B-Dawg, because like if you think about it, like I told somebody the other day, it was like this guy told me he wanted to start taking steroids.
Yeah.
And I'm 100 with mine. I took steroids before I did that shit. But you know, he asked me about it. You know, this is my family too. And I'm like, I don't think that you should do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling him about the side effects, you know, everything of that nature. But I realized that, you know, it didn't matter what I said, he was not going to listen to me, you know, doing that. So based on what you were saying, it's like, bro, it don't matter what you try to do, it's always going to be seen negatively by somebody and positively by somebody else. So it really doesn't fuck that. And like I said, that goes back to what you're saying about me not giving a fuck. And I can tell you don't give a fuck because you don't know how I came up, but clearly we came up on some similar, you know, shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I feel like that's why this shit clicking the way it's clicking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. See,
go ahead.
No, you good, dude. I hate interrupting you. There's a little bit of delay, but I hate interrupting you, man.
No, that's the only reason why I'm saying what I'm saying, because it's the delay. It's the delay on both sides. Trust me, I see it, but I know your editing game on point, clearly. But, it's lagging on both ends. But, no, go ahead.
No, what I was just saying is, like, man, people around here, and you said something when we first started this, and it hit home because I understand it. Is a lot of people think folks in the South are racist.
Yeah.
But I grew up playing defense, going to fucking like football camps with primarily black folks, like in the community I was from, right? So I learned very quickly, like, there's no fucking difference between me and you. There ain't a fucking difference between me and you. If you respect me, I respect you. There ain't fucking nothing different about it. So, like, when people ask me, like, some bullshit sometimes, it's like, you know, why do you act this way? And it's like, look, first off, oh, no, you go, you choke on that shit all you want to. I'd be choking, too. No, they'd be
it's
like,
some gas, bro. It's some gas. I don't care. Like, I'm going to cough. This shit is fucking stupid, gas, bro.
You're going to fuck up and make me drive to Alabama, but it's cool. We'll have a good time.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Nah, bitch, dude, I promise you, if I was to hit some gas right now, I'd be up on your roof trying to mow it.
Yeah. That's the type of shit I try to be on, bro. I'm telling you. Like, shit, even for myself. You know what I mean? Like,
that's good. I'm telling you. But it makes me funnier. It might not make – well, other people might not understand why I'm laughing so hard, but I'm laughing at my fucking self, you know what I'm saying? But no, like, people around here, like, they think folks in the South are racist, and we're not. I believe here we grew up closer together. I believe that we understand each other better here because it wasn't about black and white here. It was about rich and poor, really. There's a lot of people that grew up in trailer parks together around here, or grew up in poor communities or middle-class communities, and we were all seen as equal. People want to give the South a hard time, but man, me and you ain't never fucking hung out a day in our lives. And me and you could fucking hang out right now and not skip a beat and get along, talk shit together, and know that both of us come from a good place while we talking shit.
For sure. For sure, bro. Like, to be honest with you, like, even when, like, we had the you know, the whole, like, connection problem and shit like that, you feel me? Like, I always knew, like, I was telling my old lady, I was like, he is not backing out.
No,
he is doing what he has to do. You feel me? And to be honest with you, I've seen the name of your show before. I've seen that shit. I can't fucking lie to you. I've seen.
Appreciate it, dude.
You know, I have. I've seen the name. But I'm saying I didn't click on it because I don't fuck with the podcast. And, you know, not by, like, saying shit bad on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I get it.
I'm just a visual person. You feel me? Like, I got ADHD or whatever.
Yeah, dude, I promise you. Like, my shit is I worked in country radio here in Georgia. I got in trouble for some shit that I said on radio and I got fired. So what it was it was either I had to move to Atlanta or I had to move to South Georgia. And my daughter's here. Like, my daughter is in the community I live in. So I got job offers left and right because the show had done so fucking good. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to go somewhere else. I'm going to piss people off. And then I'm just going to get fired again. Like, fuck that shit. Like, there's too much money in social media and in podcasts. Let me do my own shit. Have my own guests that I want to. People that are actually going to talk some real shit and entertain people. Like, fuck that. Like, I was so over it, dude.
Man, to be honest with you, that's the same fucking mentality that I have. Before I got on this podcast, if somebody asked me, did I think it was going to go this way, I fucking tell them no, just to be straight up with them. You know what I'm saying? Because your mentality with my mentality, the fact that that shit is fucking dead spot fucking on, bro. Like, that shit wild as fuck if you really just sit back and think about it, because it's 7 billion people on this motherfucking planet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So shit just, like, stemming from that, like man, fuck it. You know what I'm
saying? Man,
fuck it. That's type shit I'm on.
I can tell by somebody's videos, because I know, obviously know me so well, I can tell by somebody's videos and somebody's content if I'm going to vibe with them or not. Man, I saw your videos and like the fucking, you just like digging the fat asses. I know it might sound fucking stupid to some people, but I saw your content and just the jokes you made, the shit you said. And it was one of them things. It was like, man, if I could go have a beer with that dude right now, or we could fucking light one up, me and this dude, we're going to be boys by the time it's all said and done. And we're going to fucking understand each other. Well, man, it's so hard. People don't understand a creative mind. People, like, I don't even know, I don't even know where you're from, but in my small town, people still, like, they understand I'm doing well, but when they see why I'm doing well, they're like, you make videos? You talk?
Yeah, fuck, like, you say what the fuck? Yeah.
Like, what? Like, first off, you're small-minded. You don't fucking get it. This is a new world. People want new entertainment, and we're being creative and we're being different. That's why the fuck we stand out. If you don't like it, sit the fuck down.
And you saying that made me say this right here. Like, it's like people feel threatened by somebody who, like, this is no disrespect against people who like 9-to-5s. My mom worked a 9-to-5, 3 jobs when coming up. Like, I hardly seen her, but she was a fucking wonderful ass mother. You feel me? But people like you, for example, that even asked me to come on this show, people like you, to have the position that you have and still have the humble side of you that you have to reach out to me, like, even because I have 347,000 followers on TikTok. Okay, that's cool, but that's a great thing, because some people only have 200. But when you see people that have 600, 900, 1.2 million, whatever the case may be, you start thinking to yourself, okay, what am I doing wrong, right? But at the same time, you're like, hey, I love the shit I'm putting out. I am honest. I am 100, and ain't nobody finna shut me up. You feel what I'm saying? So therefore, I'm gonna push my shit, and I'm gonna just be like, what the fuck? If you don't like this shit, then I don't know, bro. Just go get a fucking dildo and stick that shit up your fucking cunt. I don't know what to tell you. Like, I don't.
Well, dude, I'll tell you, I straight ass up, I wouldn't have cared if you had 10,000 followers. You have something that is just like fucking automatic attention grabber. Like, you do. You fucking put your shit out there. You're funny. And I'm telling you, there's so many people on TikTok and other social media platforms that are like, oh, we've got 1 million followers. Yeah, but I don't fucking understand you. I don't get how you have 1 million fucking followers. I ain't got nothing,
too, bro.
I ain't got nothing against. I've got a friend who has a very big following, and all he does is dance at videos. That is it. That is it. Let me tell you, I don't fucking get it. I'm not dancing at no fucking video. Like, that ain't for me. If you want to do it, then do it by all means. But that ain't for me. That's not my For You page.
Yeah.
Like, and it takes her on. If you making it, fucking make it. I don't never knock nobody's hustle. If you making money, make your money. But I put it to you like this. When I come across folks like you, and even I caught shit today, dude. That dude, that's that. Hey, Hood. I saw him post a video. And I do edit his video or whatever it was. And I was like, dude, I would like to have you on my show. I think you're very fucking interesting. Like, no. I like people that find a niche and then they fucking, I say find niche. They put themselves out there that's really them and it fucking takes off. And I feel like that's what you've done. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what a lot of people have done that are authentic on social media. And there was like people backlashing me today. And it was like, man, this guy ain't worth the fuck. And I was like, first off, this guy's obviously doing something well. You don't fucking knock him if you don't know him. You know, like to each their own.
It's because like people don't like that shit because people like think about it like this, like I won't bullshit you. I was in the military, the shit fucked me up, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? And then I did whatever I had to do after that, blah, blah, blah. But I have realized that it's just people don't want you to be yourself because they don't want to be themselves. You know what I'm saying? Not realizing that if you just be your fucking self, bro, like, look at it this way. If I got to pretend to be somebody else all the fucking time just for you to fucking like me, bro, like, that shit gonna fucking drain me mentally and physically. So they don't, but I told somebody on Facebook the other day, I said, it weirds me out when people, like, be, like, so worried about Facebook likes and hearts and wows and laughs and all that type of shit because like that shit local, people know you. So therefore they're not gonna like that shit regardless. So therefore be your fucking self, be original, be you. Like it got me where I am, you know what I'm saying? Like even though I didn't expect it, but yeah, just be yourself, man. Fuck the bullshit.
Dude, I'll tell you this. This is how I look at it. People hate seeing folks like me and you live comfortably when they have to live uncomfortably. Like they don't, when we get to be ourselves, but they have to fake their shit every day, it drives them fucking crazy.
Yes.
That's it. I mean, we get to be comfortable. Like right now, dude, I'm fucking sitting here drinking a beer. I've been fucking selling t-shirts and shit all night on the pot on fucking TikTok Live, just making some money and shit.
We need to swap.
I will swap, bro.
Man,
you can swap any point in time.
Yeah.
But, like, dude, like, I've had fun tonight. I've had fun just hanging out. And there's so many people that just do not understand that, hey, I don't know about you. I don't have to get up early in the morning. I ain't got to get up and go to work at 9 or 8. But you do, and then you're miserable all day. But then I get my lazy ass up because I done got drunk at 12. And I'm in a good mood. They don't, you know, there's just so many people. They don't want to see you succeed, man. They don't want to see you succeed in a different way than they succeed.
Yes, that's 100%. Like, and I feel everything you're saying, 100%. I do. No, it's not an early thing for me. Nothing like that. But I most definitely, like, well, if you look at it from a certain way, I put it this way. Like, man, shit, I got it hit me.
my guy.
Bro, I swear to God, I'm being 100% original with you. I wanted to respond to what you said with the wholeheartedness, but I'm not even going to bullshit you, bro. I am high as fuck right now. It's you know what I mean? It's gotten there. But I'm gonna give you some more content. But I'm high as shit, bro. I'm high as shit.
Dude, this is content. That's the thing. Like you gotta understand, me and you talking back and forth. I don't care if you're high as giraffe pussy right now. This is you being you. I didn't get you on here to fucking be disrespectful as fuck. I got you on here to be you. This is you, dude.
Yeah. But it's just, I wanted to, you know, you introduced me as, you know what I'm saying, like the funniest guy you know, and I just wish I could have made, you know what I'm saying, like found moments to make people laugh more. And if y'all fuck with me on TikTok, Instagram, under those names, you mind if I mention those names again?
Don't fucking drop the shit out of them.
Like, on TikTok, it's just make it make sense. Again, it's just make it make sense, spelled exactly like that. TikTok with shadow banning me. I think I got a troll, but anyway, My backup account is CEO of Disrespect Backup. It's CEODISRESPECKBACKUP. Disrespect Backup. And on Instagram, I'm BABYAGA5. And like just like John Weeks, Baba Yaga, fine. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you for letting me shout them out one more time, big dog.
Anytime, dude. Yeah. Hey, you want me to help you get from getting fucking deleted on TikTok?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Are you in the creators fund?
Yeah.
Go get out of it.
Bro, but I need my funds, bro.
I know, but hey, would you rather lose that following and not have them doing your other shit, or would you rather get completely wiped? Look, here's what it is. Think about it real fast. Why is TikTok fucking wiping all the biggest people on TikTok that don't have blue checks? Because they got to pay you, bro.
Yes.
That's it. That's
sacrifice
it.
Sacrifice the money. Sacrifice the money.
They're fucking cutting you out. They're cutting all the big creators out because they're picking and choosing who they give that blue check mark to. They're not going to fuck with anybody with a blue check mark. But the people that are rivaling other people with blue check marks, they're fucking cutting you at the ankles because they don't want to pay you.
This shit is fucking gold. That shit is fucking gold.
And also, I got another one for you. Do you ever do TikTok lives?
Yeah.
All right. When you do your TikTok lives, how often are you sitting there and you bullshitting with people? And somebody comes in and they got a random ass question, like right out of left field, don't make no fucking sense.
Yeah.
Block them, bro. Like, block them as soon as don't even bring it up. Don't like. I get asked all the time. One of the key ones is what's your pronouns? Like when you see that shit, don't reference them. Click on a name and block that shit. What it is bots. Those bots are sent there to fucking pay attention to your following and what you doing. I have gone many a times on TikTok ever since I realized this, ever since I took my name off of fucking everything. Like, all I do on TikTok now is push to my other social medias, like push to the show and everything else. You want to see me get raw and dirty, then you fucking come watch the podcast. But like, that's all it is. TikTok don't want to pay folks like you.
Yes, that's the same shit I'm saying. I said TikTok started. They did not expect as many people like me to get to where I'm at, which I understand that because I didn't expect me to get to where I'm at, but I love where I'm at and I want to do something with where I'm at. But I am most definitely, when I get off of this podcast, I'm taking myself off the creator fund, and I'm gonna do that just because of the simple fact that, like, there are other ways to have income, but at the same time, I get orders from TikTok based off of how many people see my content. And that will always be more than what TikTok will pay me anyway. So fuck the bullshit. Yeah, fuck the creator fund.
Straight up. When
you feel me? I appreciate you, bro.
You talk about being shadow banned and shit. I promise you this. In 3 days' time from now, you take your stuff off the creator fund. You text me back in 3 or 4 days, and you tell me what your views are up to. When they don't owe you shit and it just really goes by the actual algorithm and people liking it, all of a sudden your shit starts exploding again. I got like 180 followers, something like that. I don't know. But every time, like, I took myself off the creator fund not long ago. Now you keep coughing. That just means shit good, bro.
I just didn't want you to stop talking. Like, I'm telling you.
I'm loud, bro. Yeah, you coughed that shit out. If it was the other way around right now, I'd be coughing. It sounds like the first time I hit every time I hit.
Yeah. I got a fucking coughing problem. I swear to God, I've been smoking for fucking 14 years. No matter, I still fucking cough. It is what it is. I don't know. I cough. Fuck the bullshit. I cough, bro.
Bro, I promise you. I haven't. Like, I thought it was bad, like, growing up. But, like, I have mental health issues. Like, I deal with anxiety and depression and everything. And
what the fuck?
I do. Look, I'm a suicide survivor. Like, straight up, I'm a suicide survivor.
My fucking meds right there for the same shit. Like yes. right there, bro.
Look, I'm telling you, I tried. Same age. I tried to commit suicide in 2010. Ever since then, I have dove as deep down as you can into mental health issues, right? I didn't even know that I was depressed or dealt with anxiety until after the fact, till like after I had some counseling and stuff. And yeah. the more and more like I dive into it, like now we like do meetings here at the studio that's not recorded or anything. Like we try to help people that have mental health issues and everything. I work with a lot of, I know you said you was in the service. We work with Mission 22 and some other groups that help veterans with PTSD and all this other stuff. And man, let me tell you, there is one common factor that you find across the board. If somebody has had mental health issues and they smoke weed, their quality of life is always better. So there's nothing fucking wrong with it.
Yes, I 100% agree with you because, like, man, I actually, to be honest with you, like, I started out, I was watching, like, this TV show, and then this guy had, you know, he had a divorce, and he lost custody of his kids, et cetera, like, a you know, a veteran. And what he did, he was on like 7 different medications and shit, you know, and then he started smoking weed. He started, can I, we good on that?
Yeah, you can stay whatever the fuck you want to.
All right, shit, bet. So he started smoking weed or whatever, and all of a sudden, he got off of all of those medications. He had custody of his daughter, and he had a new wife. And then you hear about kids with like epilepsy, you hear about the kids with Tourette's, you hear about the kids who have all these fucking mental issues. Nobody's like focused on race, fuck the race shit, but just people in general, you feel me? And they got all these mental issues, but for some odd reason, the fucking government would rather legalize liquor and fucking cigarettes, but when it comes to the things that's actually helping people, they don't want to fuck with that shit because they don't make them enough money.
Yes, exactly right. That is exactly right, because the deal with all of that shit, the only reason why marijuana has been outlawed as long as it has is because the second that weed becomes legal, and it will be within the next 5 years, every fucking state it is, you know what's going to happen?
Agreed.
Big Pharma, is their profits are going to go from sky high to bottoming out, because nobody is going to be on opioids or anything, any fucking more.
Yes.
That's
yes.
it. Marijuana was literally created by the good Lord, or however you want to say it, to keep us like, if you don't feel good, hit this shit. If you got anxiety, hit this shit. If you can't fucking sleep, hit this shit. There's so many things. I'll tell you another thing too. And I've never done this. I've never done hallucinogenics because I know how fucking warped my brain is already. But there are so many studies. There are so many studies now, especially with veterans, people that have PTSD and other things, that it's called psilocybin.
Yeah.
If you were to take a micro dose of psilocybin, it is supposed to restore brain cells. Like, dude, it's on fucking like what is it? It's called Real Sports on HBO. It's on so many things now. Like there are so many, like especially like boxers and MMA fighters or whatever, that they are taking micro doses of psilocybin, not enough to like completely trip balls, but it is literally repairing your brain.
Yeah.
And the government don't want anybody to know about it.
So
because like, it takes money away.
So if you got a concussion, it's curing that shit too?
Yeah.
Like, quickly?
Yeah.
That's fucking insane. I believe it because, like, I seen one time, you know, I was watching ESPN 30 for 30. You had Northwestern versus Wisconsin. And then the whole fucking, like, they was taking, like, these whole, like, what I think it was like whatever. You in a vial full of fucking, you know, the Tremadol. So when they go on the when they go on the field, they got an injury, they don't feel shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's insane about it. So I most definitely believe what you're saying, bro. Like, it's not a shocker to me. It's just not.
Well, the thing is the government doesn't want you to know that you can go outside if you plant a bush, and that bush is going to solve all your fucking problems. They don't want you to know, because then it takes money out of everything. I'm watching a documentary right now on OxyContin. And let me tell you.
Yeah.
Biggest load of horse shit ever. There's a reason why the people that originally came up with it are like they're in prison now.
Yeah, for sure. They in prison or they fucking dead.
Yeah, they gotta be. Well, dude, yeah. I think this has been a good one for our first one. You're gonna be a fucking avid guest on the show because you're a badass. Man, I have very much appreciate this. I'm gonna try to edit some of this down to because there is a little bit of delay. If it doesn't sound worth the fuck, just know we're doing this again and your ass got to get some better connection because you are fucking good at this.
I'm gonna be in this. Actually, I wanted to do it in the city, but I was just having I just so happened to be here and I've met this amazing woman and she so that's why I'm here. That's why I'm in this area. But I knew it was going to go good, but I didn't think it was gonna go this good. But man, appreciate you, dog. Just whenever you want to do it again, just hit me up.
Cool. All right, folks. Well, thank y'all for listening to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey. I will catch y'all next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.